USA Radio News with Wendy King.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says Hurricane Dorian's impact on places such as Charleston has not been as bad as they expected.
Because the high tide and the wind and the rain did not all happen in different directions at the same time. We were spared several feet of water.
He lifted the mandatory evacuation order for the three counties since the bulk of the storm has passed. Dorian is moving through the Carolinas, and it did set off some tornadoes. There's been severe flooding and some power outages. North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper is worried about a direct hit along the Outer Banks.
We have about 1,500 people in shelters throughout eastern North Carolina. We expect those numbers to increase.
Dorian devastated the northern Bahamas as it moved over the islands earlier this week, causing at least 20 deaths and wrecking about 13,000 homes. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Mandatory evacuations have been issued for parts of Murrieta as a fast-moving wildfire exploded from 25 acres to nearly 1,000 in only 5 hours. It erupted in Southern California.
The wind will be blowing out towards the ocean, and then by the afternoon, we'll get a 180-degree switch in the wind direction, and the fire will tend to start burning downhill and start coming back in the neighborhoods.
Riverside Fire's Todd Hopkins says rough terrain and shifting winds have seen the fire grow to over 2,000 acres with only 10% containment. Investigations into the mysterious lung illnesses linked to vaping found the same chemical in samples of marijuana products used by people sickened in various parts of the U.S. The Washington Post reports that the chemical is an oil derived from vitamin E. FDA investigators found the oil in products in samples that were collected from patients who felt ill from across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some toys are becoming politically correct as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
For decades, American youngsters have played with plastic green Army toy soldiers, but they've always been male. Starting next year, women will finally get represented by Scranton-based toy company BMC, which is launching a new line of plastic Army women next fall, just in time for Christmas. The BMC owner, Jeff Imel, says the new product line will feature female soldiers in four different poses and will be offered in packs of 24 figures. Imel says he's been toying with the idea for several years, but it was a letter from a retired service woman asking for female toy soldiers for her granddaughters that jump-started his work on the project. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A presidential candidate is revealing how he wants to fight climate change. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
CNN held a town hall on Wednesday night discussing global warming for the 2020 presidential candidates. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a $16 trillion global warming plan. He was asked how that's going to be funded.
We are giving the fossil fuel industry approximately $400 billion every single year in subsidies and tax breaks. Obviously, we end that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.